In Nebraska, there are many people that gather and come to watch the sandhill crane migration in the spring to the north. There are others of us that get pretty excited when we see a farmer migration to the south. The big farmer migration has begun. I'm talking about the custom harvest crews are migrating south to begin their northward activity. And I'm sure there's some that are already there. I had the opportunity to stop and visit briefly with Corey Maurer the other day in Ansley, Nebraska. We're going to visit about custom harvesters and how much I truly appreciate these crews. First, I want to remind you about Certified Piedmontese. Get more information about the Tenderness Pledge. You, the consumer, reap the rewards because tenderness is the main driver in your consumer satisfaction. Best part of the deal, you don't need to go to the store. We deliver the tender beef to your door. CP Beef. .com. So I'm traveling down Highway 183 on Saturday afternoon, and I see the biggest convoy of something up ahead on the rolling plains. Turns out there is a significant number of combines, tractors, and wagons, grain carts coming down the highway. And I'm pretty sure there's plenty of people complaining and whining that you can't get around these things and it's such a caravan or a nuisance to the road. I, on the other hand, got out my phone, I took some pictures, took some videos, and then Corey Maurer stopped in a gas station. I just had to go in to say hi and see exactly. I wanted to make sure it wasn't Perry Hoffman cutting through my country. That's really what I was doing. But the entire custom harvesting situation, it fascinates me. It's much like the old cattle drives where products, in that case, were cattle gathered in Texas and then brought north to the railheads. This custom harvest crew is a lifestyle that, had I known about it in time, no doubt I would have been a part of it. The history of threshing and farming is so vast. In 1935, it required an entire community to harvest, to shock, and to thresh wheat. In fact, they report that 1 acre that would yield 15 bushels to the acre would require 4.5 hours in order to finish the harvest per acre. Today, these new machines, and Corey's machines look fantastic. I won't tell you what color they are. It doesn't matter. It's reported that now in excess of 30 acres per hour is what these guys are harvesting. Who gets a better look at the true Great Plains of America than the custom harvesters who set up camp in the South and make their way back towards Canada every spring and all summer? To get in and out of communities and develop friends and network in the entire part of the country that is the breadbasket of America. There's no doubt about that. I say a big shout out today to all of those custom harvesters who continue to fight the labor challenges to get what crop is there to market. Thank you to all. Best of luck, Corey. Loose tails. Be gentle. Stay firm.